Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Cahill, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. It is hour number three. I'm wired, fired, and inspired on this Wednesday, September 22nd. I believe Wednesday, September 22nd is the longest possible way you can spell the date. I don't know why I feel that way, but I do feel like that's a fact. And it's a fact. Check me. The reason I'm all excited right now is that Ryan just sent me an email that is very exciting and looks very cool. So hopefully we have a nice surprise for you coming up on Monday. So I'm excited about that. And a big thanks to Logan Lamer and Deer for joining us in hour number two. Always good catching up with Logan and talking Lions football. And I think that, you know, we need to be very much aware. Like, if you follow Logan Lamer and Deer, I think that, and I would say the same thing if you follow me, I try to view things through a positive lens as much as possible. And that's for a couple of reasons, one of which is my buddy Joe from Outkick always likes to point out, is he likes to say that I am in the pockets of these teams and I won't be fair and honest. And I will, because as long as you are, I feel like you're in pretty good shape to when it comes to, you know, having to explain yourself when that time comes. Because it has come where I've been called and asked about a specific topic and something that was said. And it happens from time to time, and that's fine. I try to be as clear and as transparent about that as possible. I think that there's a way to approach it, and I think that the way to do that is if just always imagine the person or the topic that you are talking about is sitting in the room with you. And as long as you're comfortable saying what you're saying, if they were sitting in the room with you, then you should be pretty good, right? You should be A-okay and in the clear. When you look at the Detroit Lions in the second half against San Francisco, I felt good about. I can't speak for everybody, but I felt good about that the team didn't lay down. They showed some fight. Jared Goff showed a little bit of that moxie that, hey, we're not out of this. We're not just going to lay down because we're getting beat. And I felt really good through the first half and honestly about midway through the third quarter as well. Right, but you just saw a Green Bay Packers team that is, they're pretty good. They are pretty good. They are the, you know, contending perennial NFC North divisional champs. It's Green Bay, and then it's the other three teams. And who works their way out of the weeds for those other three teams between Minnesota, Chicago, and Detroit? You know, typically playing for second place. And it's been that way for quite some time. You know, every once in a while you get one team that can upset and win the division. That's great. But it's been the Packers division for as long as I can remember. And that's the way that it's been. And so when you go through this, like, we are in a full build, rebuild right now. Like, full-blown, like, we're going to rip this thing down to the studs and start over again. And I know that that's frustrating. I know that it is. But I think that if you look to how some of the other teams have done it, right, all the calls, as, you know, Dan said earlier in the program, I believe in hour number one, you know, the calls for Al Avila's head, it's kind of worked out. Like, you have to give him some credit for, you know, handling the initial wave of the backlash of A.J. Hinch. You have to give him some credit for some of the draft picks that have worked out. Now, granted, they have been very high picks that were consensus number ones, but you pulled the trigger on them. And some of the other moves that have been made that have worked out, like a guy like Akil Badu, you know, they've assembled a really competitive, really good team, and I think a team Detroit can be proud of, even though they're still under 500. They're the most surprising team in Detroit, for sure. The way that the Red Wings competed and what we will get, you know, coming into this 21-22 season. What the Pistons are doing and or attempting to do is the East got so much better. Like, I feel like I need to eat my words a little bit. I definitely have to, I got to bring it back. I do. I realize that, you know, I thought that post-draft, the way that this team played last year, they're going to make they'll be in a play-in game. They could make the playoffs. Like, they're going to get this thing turned around. Then all of a sudden, every team in the East wanted to make a positive move, and it was like, you know, I don't know if that's – the East got a little bit tougher. The East definitely got a little bit tougher, which is good. It's good for basketball all around. But I think with this Lions team, I hate to say it, but you're going to have to be patient. There's no sense in talking about Brad Holmes. There's no sense in talking about Dan Campbell. Don't get mad about any of the coaches. They're doing the best they can with what they got. Nobody wants to lose. That's a fact, especially at that level. There's no way, no how. So it's the Ravens this week. Over under 44.5 points for the Ravens on Sunday. Dan, Ryan, over under. That's my line. I set that. I didn't look at anything. I'm just basing it off of the what the Lions have done in weeks 1 and 2 and how good this Baltimore Ravens offense could be. Because they can just plug and play 40, running backs.
You're 45 you're asking for?
I'm not asking for it. I'm not asking for 45. I don't want 45. I think 45
is a lot of points. That's a lot of points.
Do you think it's unattainable for Lamar Jackson?
No, but I wouldn't.
Green Bay with 35 in week 2, San Francisco with 41 in week number 1.
Yeah, but the team is going to get better. They're going to hopefully, you know, play a different style of defense than they did against Aaron Rodgers.
That's been the Lions' motto for 60 years. The team's going to get better, hopefully.
No, no Melon Fonwu.
Okay, but they're not. It's not like Lamar Jackson is throwing the ball 50 yards down the field. The biggest threat for Lamar Jackson is him running the ball. So, I mean, our real worry is our linebackers. Are they going to be able to, you know, set an edge and make sure that he's not going 40 yards down the sideline?
Well, then 44.5. Over, under, what do you think?
Under.
Under. Ryan?
Just for Baltimore?
Just Baltimore's points.
Just for Baltimore?
Just Baltimore.
Oh.
That offense just put up, what, 36 on Kansas City?
I'm going to say under.
Okay.
Just like because they're coming off a huge game with Kansas City, so they're going to have a small letdown. And it's Calvin Johnson Ring of Honor game.
It is. Also, so, Alex Karras.
Yes. So, Ring of Honor.
Mongo only pawn in Game of Life.
The Ring of Honor game. Baltimore coming off of a huge victory and traveling. So
I hope you know that, Anthony. I know we've talked about Blazing Saddles recently on the show, but I hope you know that Mongo is Alex Karras. I hope you know that.
I did not know that.
You did not? That's who? You saw Blazing Saddles recently for the first time.
I saw the opening scene of Blazing Saddles.
Oh, you haven't seen the whole
thing?
I
haven't watched the whole movie, no.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, no. Well, you know, did you see Mongo?
I don't believe I saw
the
Alex
guy on
Karras.
The bull? Oh, okay.
No.
You're missing out, then.
The opening scene up into the railroad. The railroad scene. Oh. Whenever that scene takes place. Like, I watch that, and I laugh so hard, and I'm like, look, if they release this in 2021... Twitter would malfunction. If you opened up Twitter on your phone would melt down if they reproduced and brought Blazing Saddles out. I mean, you remember Chappelle's Show with Clayton Bigsby, right? An all-time great episode of Chappelle's Show. Chappelle's Show came out with his most recent stand-up, and people were complaining about it. And he even mentioned it ahead of time. He's like, hey, remember, you clicked on my face to watch this, so don't be all upset. And people were still aggravated over it. If Blazing Saddles came out today, the internet would shut down. Absolutely shut down. We're going to step aside. When we return, I want to get a little bit into the Lions question about where that first win is. The power rankings are out. Where do the Lions fall? And do we already have to begin to talk about the draft? Oh, my goodness. I hope not, but it looks like it's trending that way. We're back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge here for Van Andel Institute's Purple Community. Now your community can be a part of raising awareness and money to help Parkinson's and cancer research at Van Andel Institute, which is located on the west side of the state in downtown GR. They are world renowned when it comes to cancer and Parkinson's research and more. You can go to VAI.org to find out about what they're doing each and every day to try and save lives. And if you want to have your own event, your own purple celebration in your community to raise awareness and money for cancer and Parkinson's research, get all the details at purplecommunity.vai.org.
Get your payout before the game's out with BetMGM. Hey, this is Matt Shepard, and like you, I'm fired up football is back. Place a money line wager on any Thursday night football game, and if your team is up by 10 or more points at halftime, you win. That's right. That's a full payout for only half the game, no matter what happens the rest of the way. Simply go to your BetMGM account and opt in each week to the Thursday night halftime payout promotion. Want to continue wagering in the third quarter? No problem. Keep it rolling with BetMGM's extensive live betting options. Need to hit the sack early? No issue. Use your winnings to place a one-game parlay on Sunday and go for the gridiron glory. If you're new to BetMGM, download the app today and see how you can turn halftime into cash time. Make a money line bet on Thursday night, and if your team is up by 10 or more, you'll win at the half, only at BetMGM. Opt-in required. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Halen, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us. No matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, we appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. Apparently, my dad likes gifts, right? Not gifts with a T, because he likes gifts too. But what he really likes is he likes gifts on the internet. And Dan, in our discussions over Blazing Saddles, which, hilarious, by the way, the one scene of the film that I've seen, my dad is now tweeting links and gifts to the movie. And Dan Bellino, my father, not the umpire, is being asked by Dan Cahalan, our producer, also not my father, Irishman Danny Cahalan. And what's the name, Danny Cahalan Manischewitz? Bonanucci?
Batani.
Batani, that's right. Danny Cahalan Batani. I love that. You should hyphenate it. It'd be great. It'd be awesome on your ID. Danny Cahalan wants to know why Dan Bellino won't tag him in these GIFs and on these tweets. What's going on over there, Dan?
I'm just
saying. What's happening, Dad? Come on, Pop. What are you doing?
He should say, hey, was reminded of this quote on XB Mornings. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, okay. All right. Look, it's fine by me. We'll get him up there, up to speed. But yeah, he's tweeting links to the movie with gifts.
Bad strike zone, bad Twitter etiquette. What are you gonna do?
Hey, don't make fun of his strike zone. I told you a story about the time where Dan Bellino was the home plate ump, and I told everybody in the Tigers in our working press box that was my father, and they all looked at me like they saw a ghost.
We've been talking crap about your dad for 2 hours. Now you tell us?
Yeah, well, it was in the beginning of the game because the one guy said, hey, the home plate ump is, his name's Dan Bellino. And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, you're Anthony Bellino. I said, yeah. And they're like, any relation? I'm like, yeah, it's my dad. And the way I said it, like, you can't not take that opportunity, right? You have to be able to take that opportunity and run with it. When somebody serves you a softball, you just got to whack that thing out of the park. And I'm talking the entire production room looked over at me and they're like, really? And I'm like, yeah, it only makes sense. I said, look, my dad right here, pull him up on the internet, on Twitter. Hey, like, he's got a Twitter. You follow him. Hilarious. I eventually came clean and told them that it's not my father. They just happened to share the same name. But, you know, it is what it is. Couple of college football notes here, just because I asked John Wagner about this, and Ohio State quarterback C.J. Stroud is on track to start against Akron despite this lingering injury to his throwing shoulder. Now, Coach Ryan Day said yesterday that he's going to continue to monitor Stroud. It's possible that Ohio State could use another quarterback like Kyle McCord or Jack Miller III could see some time against Akron. Not our buddy Jack Miller, friend of the show, a different Jack Miller. But the primary goal, according to Day, is to get Stroud in rhythm and comfortable with the offense as the 10th-ranked Buckeyes begin Big Ten play next week against Rutgers. Watching this all play out for Ohio State has been enjoyable. I'm not going to lie. It has been. Ryan Day is a fabulous radio guest, too. He is. He's awesome. He'll come on. He'll talk. I like him for that. He's running a good program. They've got some issues. That's okay. You're bound to have some issues. There's only one guy that doesn't have issues, right? I mean, you can even look to Dabo Swinney and Clemson. They've got some issues. The only person that doesn't have any issues whatsoever is Nick Saban. Year after year, the most consistent, just, it's almost annoying at how good they are, right? Always at the top. Always. Never fails. But for Ohio State fans, like, I would just relax. You're fine. It's one loss against Oregon. Everything's going to be okay. So hopefully the end of the season where everything is not okay, because Lord knows I need a game like that. So you have C.J. Stroud going to potentially play this weekend, try to get in a little bit of a rhythm. Michigan has Rutgers. Rutgers is going to be without cornerbacks Max Melton and Chris Long, who have both been suspended after being taken into police custody because of a paintball gun incident. Now, NJ.com is reporting that the two players have been charged with aggravated assault and possession of a weapon for unlawful purpose, stemming from an incident on Monday night. That comes from their site. Now, I don't know what they were doing. I'm not really sure why they were doing it. But every year, there is a story of one of these players doing something absolutely ridiculous. That would be a case of somebody doing something just incredibly, incredibly stupid. You have to know what's at stake. You have to know. And I had this conversation with a few of my friends yesterday because we were talking about different football programs, high school football programs, that is. And we were talking about, like, Northwest Ohio in the comparison to Southeast Michigan, because my buddy Al coaches high school football for Monroe High. And the difference in how, you know, sports are kind of seen and, you know, trying to get kids to come out for the team who are uber athletic. And then Deion Sanders, he was talking about, you know, back in his day, that guys who were involved in, I'll call it criminal activity in the local neighborhood, those individuals would look out for the kids that had potential, that were uber athletic, and keep them away. There was some sort of responsibility to that. Back to that thought in just a moment. Breaking news out of the Michigan Sports Network news desk.
Anthony, we were discussing in the break.
Indeed, we were.
The 16-leg parlay. They allowed the man to cash out.
They did.
$133,000.
Good on BetMGM. It was a $25 free bet, and that's why he couldn't. Once you get into something like that, it's free money, so you can't do anything with it. Right, as far as cashing out early, and the way that because of the odds, there was really no way to hedge the bet because nobody's got that kind of money laying around. It wouldn't have really worked out that great for him, anyways. So good on BetMGM. Now has a customer for life. They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing, and that's good business.
Also, when the Lions are up 3 at halftime, they're like, "We can settle now and save ourselves $600,000."
Yeah, that's so true. They were definitely thinking that.
You think they were a little sweaty?
They had 20 minutes at halftime to
make
get
an adjustment.
This gentleman and make him an offer. He can't refuse.
Hey, so who's this guy? What's going on here? Yeah, this is his handle. Yeah, get his phone number. What's his phone number that he had to give us on the site? Yeah, somebody call him, please.
It's like Deal or No Deal. The banker's just sitting up in some silhouette up in a stage.
What do you think the BetMGM banker office looks like?
I don't know. Imagine the top of the Chrysler headquarters looks like on 75, the big office up top.
Like, that is that's an awesome story. I love the story. I love everything about it. I would imagine, what was the who had the office overlooking the club? Was that? Am I thinking? Yeah, I'm thinking Scarface. At first, I was going to say the mask. I guess it could have been the mask too, right? Where are they going? The Coco Bongo Club. Where the hell were they going? They had the
in the mask?
Was it in the mask where they had that?
I mean, yes. gosh, what's his name? Michael. I can't even remember the guy's name.
Look, you got to make the call from the office. Did they have the red phone that automatically dials whatever better? Is the phone like the old school one where you have to like set it down on top of the thing, like the arm? It's got like an ivory handle and like the gold earpiece.
Oh,
with
yeah,
the gold. You know
cool.
What I'm talking about? That'd be awesome. Good for that man on BetMGM. Like, get paid. I would have taken it too. Lions up 3, take the money and run. six-figure payout. That could be life-changing depending on what you do with it. You don't blow it on, like, you know, narcotics and loose women. So hopefully he was able to do something. He'll do something smart with his six-figure payout, and he'll be good. But that's just a great story. Just a great story from BetMGM. We'll be back with more X's and Bros. Going to hop into the power rankings. It's not looking good for the Lions. Are we going to already have to start looking towards the draft? And we've only reached week three coming up next year on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the Twin Spires Casino app now and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. Twin Spires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
My name is Austin Brown, and I'm a pharmacist and small business owner. Getting vaccinated is an individual decision, and it's an important one, but it's one you don't have to make by yourself. There are pharmacists and doctors in your communities that want to help you and answer your questions. I'd say the most common concerns are, is it safe? How is this going to affect my body? How is this going to affect the rest of my health moving forward? And those are legitimate questions that definitely need to get answered. When people have their questions answered, it opens up a lot of doors in terms of what you're going to expect from your vaccine, how you're going to feel. And a lot of people that come through our doors, when they ask us questions, they leave here feeling more comfortable and confident about the decision that they're going to make. And that's one of the most satisfying parts of our job. It's your decision. It's safe. It's time.
Learn more at MyVaxDecision.com. Sponsored by Small Business Association of Michigan.
Huge here for anybody who owns a business, or if you're making financial decisions for a business, no matter how small or how big they are, Tom Rosenbach and his team at Bean Garter can help you today. They are one of America's top accounting and business firms. They're based in downtown Grand Rapids. They service all of Michigan and coast to coast in America. Find out more at beangarter.com. That is BEENEGARTER.com.
Here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Haley, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us. No matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, we appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well, from Traverse City down to Toledo, Grand Rapids, across to Detroit. Good morning. Hopefully you're trying to stay somewhat dry, depending on where you're at listening to us. Tigers go for their fifth consecutive victory today. 1:10 start time. Pretty good idea by starting the game a little earlier, huh, Dan? You got to work this one too.
No, I'm.
Come on, you work.
I'm actually off until October 1st for Tigers.
Really?
Yep.
So you'll get that game. It's Friday night against the White Sox.
First, second, third. That's my next. That's my last series. Obviously, their last series.
And then that's that. That's that. Couple of other news and notes I want to get to. Klay Thompson all set for. Doing some drills at training camp for the Golden State Warriors. That's awesome. It feels like he's been out forever. You talk about completely derailing his career and the Golden State Warriors' entire timeline there. J.J. Redick announced his retirement after 15 seasons, said he's excited to now be a dad, which is great because he does have children at home, and he's looking forward to that opportunity. Cleveland Browns wide receiver Jarvis Landry's been put on IR with a knee injury. He's going to miss at least 3 weeks there. The Houston Texans are going to start rookie Davis Mills at quarterback on Thursday. Tyrod Taylor's been placed on injured reserve. Where the hell is Deshaun Watson at?
They're literally basically refusing to play him.
And Watson not going to be active at all for Thursday night. So if Davis Mills gets hurt, who else do they have? This is somebody shot. Shane Falco, they bringing him in? I don't know. But he was not active for the first two games of the season, facing the 22 active lawsuits with allegations of sexual assault and inappropriate behavior. but he has not been restricted from taking part in team activities by the NFL. Quarterback also requested a trade back in January, which all was fine and dandy until these allegations came out, and then his stock just fell like a rock. So he's out. They're going to call up Jeff Driscoll from the practice squad to back up Mills.
Woo!
And I believe we'll have six rookie quarterbacks through passes last week. Is that correct? Did I read that correctly? That is pretty incredible. The most since like the 70s. And that many rookie quarterbacks all wheeling and dealing. Quarterback Ben Roethlisberger is dealing with a pectoral issue as the injury list continues to grow for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Not a good scene at all for T.J. Watt and that defense as well. He went down with a groin injury, so that's not good. Devin Bush, Joe Hayden, they both had groin injuries, so they, guys, got to stretch here. Denver Broncos linebacker Bradley Chubb is set for ankle surgery. He is eyeing a return for later on this season. So those just a couple of news and notes to get across to you in the, as we get ready to close down shop here in hour number three. But go ahead.
Chubb had a knee scope in June, and he was back within a few weeks. So they kind of think this is a short term. I think a bone spur, and then a couple weeks, and he'll be back.
Quick little probe.
Yeah,
right?
No big deal. Just slice you open, you'll be good in 2 weeks.
You don't want to get cut. You don't want to have to go under the knife. You never do. Week 3's NFL power rankings have come out across most sites. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which I believe should not be moved off of number one until they actively lose a game this season. I think in order to, be the champ, you have to beat the champ. And Tampa Bay right now is 2-0. I believe that they've also won 10 consecutive games, including the postseason. So they're on an absolute roll right now. And, what I love about this team in Tampa Bay is the fact that they are all in on their goal, right? They everybody came back. They are all locked in. They got a taste of it. They're not having that Super Bowl hangover. When some teams make a Super Bowl and they think like, oh, yeah, no. They got really good leadership at the top, and they know that to get there and do it once is incredibly hard. To do it twice, especially to do it back-to-back, is exponentially more difficult. They have the LA Rams who have moved up to 2 with Matthew Stafford. I know a couple of big dubs for the Rams. The Chicago Bears are the Chicago Bears. They are exactly who we thought that they are. We've seen them plenty, and Matthew Stafford very comfortable with the Chicago Bears. No question about that whatsoever. But, hey, they're ranked number 2. They are going to be a team that, they get that win over the Colts last week. You feel good if you're a Rams fan, that's fine. And I think that if you're a Lions fan, you have to be prepared for them to do really well this year. I did not pick them to win the NFC West. I'm still deciding if that was, me holding over a little bit of spite there, but that's an incredibly difficult division. They have the Chiefs at number 3, San Francisco at 4, San Francisco 2-0, one of those wins against our Lions. The Bills at 5, followed up by Seattle, Arizona, Cleveland, Baltimore, and Las Vegas. Surprise, 2-0 team to start the season. So that rounds out your top 10. Now you got to keep scrolling. Now you want to get to as my mother would say, or also Mel Tucker, the meat and the potatoes, right? Scroll through the meat and the potatoes, get to some sauce. The 32nd ranked team, who do you believe is the worst team ranked by, and this is ESPN's power ranking, CBS does theirs, Yahoo does theirs. Who do you think is the worst team right now, according to ESPN? Ranked number 32.
Tom Brady.
Excuse me?
ESPN hates Tom Brady and the Patriots, along with Roger Goodell.
What? Really?
That doesn't make any sense.
32?
The Jets.
The Jets. Jets is correct.
Dang.
Yeah. Who are you going to go with? Jacksonville?
I was going to say Jacksonville.
Jacksonville's NFL.com's worst team in the league. But the Jets, they take the cake here for ESPN. I thought it was very interesting. Somebody in the New York Post wrote something about Sam Darnold excelling in Carolina, and that makes the seat even hotter for Zach Wilson. Now, I don't believe and did not believe when Zach Wilson was drafted that he was going to be this franchise-changing quarterback where you draft the quarterback and guess what? Everything is fixed. That is not the case. I don't know how to describe this or to convey this anymore with any more passion than I possibly can. Can a quarterback change a franchise? Yes, they can. Absolutely, they can. Teams with good quarterback play are typically very good. Teams with good quarterback play are typically very good. Your team has to be built. The Carolina Panthers are more talented than the New York Jets. You move on from one quarterback to go draft another quarterback to not put him in a position to be successful because your team isn't any good. Jets rank 32, according to ESPN. According to NFL.com, they hold position number 30. Number 31, ESPN's list, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Also, a team that took generational talent in Trevor Lawrence because there's not going to be any, there's nobody in his generation, which I believe would include Patrick Mahomes, Russell Wilson. None of these guys are as good or as talented. This guy's a generational talent, right? The entire generation. Please, spare me. Not nearly as good as Patrick Mahomes. Not even close. And guess what? His team isn't any good either. Also, I saw floating around the internet was the fact that over-under on games coached by Urban Meyer, 17.5, which means that he would make it through one season before calling it quits. So I found that that would be very interesting. In both Jacksonville and the New York Jets case, we have rookie quarterbacks going into situations that are not good for their overall development or longevity within the league. However, somebody in the New York Post yesterday decided to talk about Sam Darnold and the success that he is having in Carolina and how that makes the seat even hotter for the young Zach Wilson. Wasn't high on Zach Wilson coming out of the draft. I'm no draft expert, no draft analyst. But not somebody that's going out there every week and, you know, doing it at the level where, you know, if you got a guy like Alabama, look at their schedule. They play some top-tier teams every week. That seems to carry a little bit more weight, in my opinion, when you play Power 5 football versus Group of 5 football. It's not a knock on anybody who plays Group of 5 football. I would probably take that guy over the FCS guy, just based on the level of competition there. But that's like borderline irresponsible to tell the young man that after two games, you're on the hot seat. This is why dysfunction exists. We live in this weird sort of, I don't know, cylinder of hot take garbage. Like, I just have to have this crazy opinion on something. Right or wrong, it doesn't matter. I just got to throw it out there. Now, whether you want to blame Stephen A. Smith or Skip Bayless for this style of debate, conversation, media coverage, whatever the case may be, it's not good for anybody. Zach Wilson can't be on the hot seat when your team isn't any good. Like, the two things just don't add up. You know whose name we haven't said in a while? Robert Saleh. You want to know why we haven't had to say it? Because the Jets aren't any good. Why is that? Because they need a whole hell of a lot of help to be any good. Jacksonville at 31. The Detroit Lions check in at number 30. That's according to ESPN. As I mentioned, 31 on NFL.com's list. I'm not sure, you know, where we fall with the Detroit Lions. And we got a great text from Freddie, who I believe guaranteed lock super hammer down on the Lions beating the 49ers in week one, which almost happened, which would have been awesome. You know, maybe they cover. I thought that they would cover against Green Bay. That didn't happen. The Lions will best Baltimore on Sunday. Bet the money line. Baltimore coming off a tough win. Also, bet the money line for Carolina in the NFC Championship game. Great odds right now. Great odds don't make it a great bet, Freddie. It just doesn't. If the odds are plus 250, you got to bet 100 to win 250. Like, I'm not, no thanks. The Lions are more than likely not going to beat Baltimore. They would need I think it's going to take an act of God. I don't know how you stop Lamar Jackson based upon what we've seen and what
because
the game
Calvin
plan is going
gets
to be.
His ring. And then he throws on the shoulder pads.
Wouldn't that be something? Oh, my God.
Has a tearaway suit on to just a full uniform.
And we pay him $1.6 million and everything's good.
For the game.
That's his
just
one day of work.
Yep.
$1.6 million for the game. Can you imagine? I wonder what he can still run. I'm sure he can still play without question. I don't want to get into what the Lions, you know, I've seen this float around a little bit about like, oh, yeah, it's time to start previewing the draft. I don't want to get into that. But if the Lions did decide to go all defense in this upcoming draft, I wouldn't even have a problem with that. But look at it right now. Minnesota, 0-2. New York Giants, 0-2. Atlanta Falcons, 0-2. Detroit, 0-2. The Jets and the Jags. There's six teams without a win right now. Like, this isn't, I don't know what league people think they're watching when you turn on the NFL. But this is an hour-to-hour league that is the most challenging from a teamwork and athletic standpoint that exists on planet Earth. Like, I mean, there's nothing else like professional football. That's why it's so special. That's why every week is such a big deal. That's why this game against the Ravens, you know, you want to be able to see some improvement. In my mind, I'm like, yeah, Baltimore could get 45 on us. They could. You know, what are you asking for? You're asking for one field goal and six touchdowns. That's feasible. Like, over under on Baltimore punts, 2.5. Like, it's just, I mean, it's, Baltimore is a team that is expected to do good things, to make the playoffs. They're playing in a very tough division where the Bengals are the odd man out, but you could see the Ravens, Browns, and Steelers all potentially making the playoffs. Like, that, there's no slouch over there whatsoever. Also, I saw something that I wanted to talk about. Wasn't really sure how to talk about it just because it came across the internet, and I hadn't seen the story until I clicked on the I saw a tweet from our buddy Freddie, who's, you know, guaranteeing the Carolina Panthers right now in the NFC Championship game, which is just absolutely ludicrous. But I saw this story, and I clicked on the link, and there was a young man. It was a Fox 2 story. There was a young man with autism, right, special needs, who was beat up by a couple of high schoolers. He's a high school kid, and I would call them classmates, but I don't know the ages exactly of all of those involved. And it was filmed and then posted to social media. And Freddie had tweeted out that watching the video and some of the feelings that he was going through in regards to the story. And I just think that, you know, we have to do such a better job of raising our young people to be kind and compassionate and to try to be understanding. And we as adults have to do a better job of, you know, when we see something, whether we're, you know, working in a store or whatever the case may be, whatever your line of work is, and you know, and you see something that might give you the inclination that, hey, this person might need a little bit more time, right? For whatever decision they're making. Maybe they're at the cash register and they're trying to count through, you know, loose change, or you know, they went to the auto body shop and something's wrong, but they don't know. You know, I don't know. But we need to do a better job of being more aware of those that we are responsible for taking care of. And when I say we are responsible for taking care of, that's us as a society. I don't know who raised those three individuals in that video that wanted to assault someone with special needs. I would question them. I am questioning them. I don't care if they listen to the show or not. I would openly question them. They are going to try, and they're charging the assailants as adults, which they should. I would throw the entire book and some at those kids. And I would set the precedent and the example that this will not be tolerated. And not just in that school district, not just in the state of Michigan, but make that a national story that this kind of behavior will not be tolerated. There's no place for it. I know that Freddie was very discouraged when he saw it because I read his tweet. But I think that a lot of times in life, you come up with you come against some things that will maybe challenge what your purpose might be. You know, it's not just to show up and go to work. So I brought this up to Freddie via Twitter as well, that, you know, pizza might be his job. That might be what has gained his notoriety, is that the fact that he runs a very successful business that happened to get an awesome Barstool pizza review score, and business has been booming. But pizza is the vehicle for him and for his foundation in order to make a change in countless classrooms across the state to help God knows how many kids that, I mean, who else are they going to get that help from? Who else is going to care about them, right? And I think that we need to do a better job, the rest of us on the outside looking in, teaching our young people to be patient, to be compassionate, to have some empathy. And that's across the board. Now, I think that, you know, we lose a lot of nuance in conversation sometimes. You know, when one person brings up one topic and, you know, somebody, you know, counters it or argues it or just has a different viewpoint on it, we immediately go into a defense mechanism sort of mode instead of listening to that person and just process and digest it. Not every statement needs a response. Sometimes you don't have to respond to anything. You know, that's kind of how that's how I work individually. Sometimes I hear something, I don't say anything in return. Just process it, digest it, see how you feel about it, and then go from there. But we need to do a better job of being patient with one another. We really do. And that is across the board. And especially when it comes to those people who we are responsible for taking care of. And those are people that don't have all of the advantages that we have right from the starting block. Right. And so that's how we're going to end this Wednesday. Hopefully you enjoyed the program. If you missed any portion of it, you can always listen back on SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and, of course, the iHeartRadio app. Check us out, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Logan Lamarandier joined us in hour number two, so big thanks to him. You can catch the huge show this afternoon from 3 to 6 here on the Michigan Sports Network. We'll see you same time, same place tomorrow right here on X's and Bros.